people say you can't just think about you first. You got to think about other people. But to show up for other people, you got to make sure you're good first so you can show up in a good way. Am I wrong? People depend on you for different reasons. The way we make sure we can show up correctly is by being good to ourselves, being good to our body, being good to our mind, and thinking good things and being optimistic. So if you want the best out of me, you gotta make sure I'm sure I'm good. This ain't got nothing to do with shit, but do people realize that getting a pet, whether it's a dog, a bird, a cat, a cow, you're welcoming a relationship where you're going to have feelings, and this too will leave you one day. This too will frustrate you. This too will make you happy and make you cry. And because I just saw a video of a lady that took her dog to the fucking vet to get his teeth clean, and an hour later she goes to go pick up her dog and they're just like, I'm sorry, he passed away after they sedate him immediately, he coded. And so she's just like, how? He had an undetected heart condition. Like, to have a pet that you care about that much, shit like that be happening, and you really have to ask yourself, am I emotionally equipped to take some shit like that on? And the reality is, some of y'all are not. So please think about it when you go out and you get a pet, because they require so much. They require so much. I'm getting a new washing machine today. Yes! Do you know what it's like to have to go to a laundromat because your motherfucking washing machine broke and you got two kids that don't listen and they in there back and forth talking and you got to take loads of clothes and put in different washers and put them in dryers, and if you don't want to dry them there, you want to dry them at home. It's back-to-back drying and shit on top of the shit you got to do. I hate buying appliances only to know that they're only going to last you 2 to 3 years. What happened to the goddamn washing machines that last 10 years that our parents had? And I'm not somebody that needs a fancy washing machine. I don't need a washing machine that steams. I don't need a washing machine with a thingy on the top and you got this compartment here. And it also, I don't need that shit. I need a top-loading washing machine that has a little spinny thing in the middle. I don't like the fucking washing machines that lock on me, because who the fuck are you to tell me I can't get in here during the wash? And I just like, it's simple. But I want you to work. There's three people in my house. I need to fucking wash clothes, and I don't like getting off of work.
Wait. I'm going to keep doing the show. Just give me a minute.
I appreciate y'all for listening. Just so you know, this is not the only show that I do. When you listen to any recording that I do for Shambi Podding, you're supporting all the pods. And I appreciate that. I have 8 podcasts that I push out, all right? Some are not being pushed out right now. Some have content sitting out there for you to press play and listen to. And I appreciate every download and every listen. You can find the podcast on shambipodding.com. You can hashtag shambipodding. On Twitter, it's shambibusy. I have different Twitters for different podcasts, so be mindful of that. You can hashtag RRR. You can find The Real Relationship Rapport being recorded live twice a month on Stereo app. Download it. It's a world, okay?
You can find Call Me When You Get Off podcast on all podcast platforms. She Gets a Pod, the Creator Podcast, which is about art and creativity. Loudmouth Stereo is a podcast I used to do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. It is discontinued, but the content is still out there. So What Page We On Be is with Casey and Kiki and myself. And we read books every season. We're on 19. What is this? The 19th season? Yeah, we're on the 19th season. And we're about to finish a book. And then we'll start a new book at the end of May. You have The Real Relationship Rapport with Dungeon and myself. That's on the Stereo app. I have a recording today. Yeah. We have Wear It Right with Shan, which is where I talk about fashion and style. And we have Cozy Womb Podcast, which is my very first podcast that I did, which is talking about parenting. All right. So there's a lot to choose from. I appreciate you all. If you want to figure out how you can support me, you can donate to the link in the show notes. If you just scroll down, you're going to see a donation link for a red circle. I appreciate it. You can buy merch on any of the shops. You can purchase some of the books on shambipotten.com, or you can just retweet a tweet of about the show, repost a link for the show, or a post for the show. Either way, I appreciate you and thank you for listening. And don't forget to do something creatively for yourself today. Now back to the show.
And having to go to the laundromat, but my washing machine should be delivered today. So one of my brothers has a appliance guy who, you know, be having them things for the low. And I was like, so my brother was like, your washing machine should be ready today. I was like, okay. He's like, you gonna be home? I said, yeah. He was like, so I was like, how much is the washing machine? He's like, don't worry about it. You good.
What a God we have.
Woo! Because I did not want to have to buy a new washer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for dropping them kids out of Jennifer's vagina, because I needed them in my life. Yes! Yes, Jesus! I didn't go running today because yesterday I was on my feet all day. My feet hurt. You know what I'm saying? I ran errands. I cleaned my brother's shop. Went to go pick up Ari. I went to the grocery store. Instead of me come home and chill like I was supposed to, I switched around my room again. I took off the shears off of my canopy bed, which means I had to unscrew the bed top, take them off because they need to get washed. I don't think I'm going to put them on because it makes my room feel too full. I like to have them on in fall. And this week is Ari's birthday week. She's going to be 8. And I convinced her today to get a cookies and cream ice cream cake because that's what I had when I was 8 years old. So I'm just mentally preparing for that. And I'm getting a tree cut down in my backyard this week too. So it's going to be noisy. But yeah, you know, adulting. Fuck. Back to this episode though. And it's okay not to be available to people all the time. A lot of people make us feel guilty for not being available for them, not being able for them. You can't come this time, but all the other times you came through. And that's another thing where when you consistently show up for a person, they start to feel like they're entitled to you to show up every time. When in reality, we can't be everywhere at once. So when we need personal time to recharge, rethink, and remind ourselves about what we need to take care of, we got to take it. As selfish as it may seem or feel, we have to take those moments to recharge, rethink, and remind ourselves what we need to do for us. So do not lose your self-respect in the wants and needs of other people. Everyone won't respect your presence or value your time, and you have to be honest with yourself about that. Not trying to make somebody respect something they have no intentions on respecting. Even as a mom, I take secret days off, and I don't tell my kids.
You know, with work, I wait till the end of the day to check email sometimes because I just got enough on my brain where I'm not trying to add anything else to the mix. And it's okay to remind yourself that you are a person and some responses can wait. And sometimes I get texts and I'm not in the mind frame to answer. I could be driving. I could be cooking. I could be getting the girls ready to go to school. I could be on my lunch. I could be working out. And sometimes a person may think, oh, you ignore me. But sometimes you just got to hit a person with the, I got to text you later or give me a minute to respond so they don't feel like they're being ignored. To take care of people, it takes a lot of time and energy. And it's not an issue with taking care of people, but it requires a certain amount of, not even amount, but it requires people to have grace for a fluctuation of moods. Every day won't be an up or a high, happy energy from everybody. But that doesn't mean that there's an issue. It just means that today is just not a high energy, happy day. And my issue is sometimes I get stuck in a mood that I don't want to be in. And I'm the only one that can get me out of that mood. And that's me thinking I have to be in it. But necessarily, I don't have to be in it. It's a choice. But that's for me to control. That's not for somebody else to fix. And a lot of people are like that. They just can't describe it. Why did I say that slow? And not being available for people is perfectly fine. I know I keep saying that, but you got to stop carrying that guilt that you wasn't there or you can't go to work and also be here by six. You know, you can't work and also take your kid to the game at four or be at their practice. And even though you fall short sometimes, you got to keep pushing through. But stay unavailable for people's bullshit all the time. Highly recommend. And whatever level of peace you need to do that, take it. Whatever self-care you need to do that, take it. You know, even when it comes to anniversaries or birthdays, you know, some plans change. My birthday plans change, and instantly in my mind, I'm just like, okay, I want a body massage. Maybe I might give myself something nice like I do each year. I might pick a birthday cake from somewhere different instead of a hair appointment. Like, it's no problem for me to have to change birthday plans because I think as we get older, it's just easier to have your birthday low-key. It's easier to not make huge plans for your birthday and invites and wonder who's coming and who's not going to make it and who did what and this is not taken care of. Like, I don't like any of that planning. And I'm so proud of myself lately because I've been getting up early to walk / run during the week. And I'm just trying to be mindful of my water intake. Eating a bit cleaner during the week. I'm not going to be like, you know what, I'm going to do it on the weekend too, because I'm not going to do it on the weekend. On the weekend, I like to chill. I might snack a bit more. I might eat my wings all flats. Thank you. And just, I've been spending a bit more money on the things that go in my body that help my body more so than the things that I put on my body. And I got this melatonin that relaxes my muscles after a workout day. And y'all gotta get you some. You gotta get you some because it just really does it for me. I always keep ZQL in the house, the non-alcoholic version, just for like those nights where I'm tired but I'm not sleepy. So that's good to keep on hand. I don't take it every night, but I think the older we get, the more like our sleep is more important than catching the latest show, going out with your friends, or staying up late doing some shit you could do tomorrow. Like, I would rather get good sleep. I would rather get good sleep over a lot of things in my life. So stop feeling bad for being unavailable. Stop feeling bad for taking your days off, or stop feeling bad when your schedule is not as full as the next person. Just because your schedule is full doesn't mean that you're productive. You could be doing a whole bunch of shit half-ass, okay? So don't get this guilty feeling that this person did X, Y, and Z today and I only did this. Maybe this is your time to only do this today. Maybe tomorrow you can, you know, it doesn't have to be what the next person is doing. Just be consistent on your level. We don't have to overpack our schedule in our day in order to be productive. Be self-motivated, be present, enjoy the nothing to do days, and you'll notice things about yourself that you'll need over a period of time. You'll learn how to listen to your body. You'll know when you need a rest versus when you need to just go out there and take advantage of the energy that you feel. So stop waiting for someone to tell you what you know. Like, you know, like when you've been overworking yourself. You know when you haven't been eating the best. Some of us want a person to call out the things that we need to work on in our cons so we could be mad at them for it, when in all reality, we're upset with ourselves. We're noticing that we've been slacking and we're just looking for somebody to blame. The reality is, you don't have to wait for somebody to point out something you already know. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. Like, that's some real shit. And when you are good to yourself, you'll feel better mentally, physically, and that negative thinking will fade. And when you're good to yourself, you'll find that less people will feel like they can play with your time or how you show up in spaces. Because when you say something, you do it. When you put your mind to something, it gets done. And I would rather someone tell me straight up, I'm not feeling this, or this is bothering me, or you haven't been around for this and it's making me feel a way, than for someone to, you know, act like it's cool that I'm putting my focus elsewhere and they feel left out. Like, it is okay to be direct with people about things, and it doesn't have to be negative. It could just be like, okay, this is what it is. This is what's on the table. This is on my mind. This is me letting you know. Okay? If you're in your I don't want to care era, cool. Tell me. If you're in your I need a rest, cool. I want you to get that rest. If you don't want to hang or go out to eat or drink, cool. I support you being better for you. Be unavailable for your betterment. I'm never going to want somebody to miss out on sleep because of something I want them to do with me. I'm never going to want somebody to go out to eat something they shouldn't be eating just for the sake of I don't want to eat by myself. And there are people like that that don't like going out to eat by themselves, but I'm definitely somebody where I don't need to be with someone to go see a movie. I don't need to be with someone to go out to eat. I don't need to be with someone to go shopping. I don't need to be with someone to work out. So think about the days that we have and think about the energy that we give it. A lot of us, it's like once we wake up, there's no stop. You wake up, you're engaging with your phone, your computer, music, kids. You leave your house, the radio's on, the phone's on. You're driving, the phone's on. You're interacting, getting food, getting breakfast, doing whatever, getting gas. You're engaging with people. You work with people. You talk to people. You on lunch, people talking or somebody talking to you. Work, you got emails, engaging with people. After you leave work, you on the phone. You know what I'm saying? You on the computer. You driving, same shit. Kids want to talk to you. Got to feed the kids. Got to, you know, make sure the kids is clean. After you make sure the kids is clean, you got to clean the house. Like, if you think about how people's days are full, don't add shit if you ain't got to add shit. If you can't do it, tell the person you can't do it. If it can't get done today, it can't get done today. It is okay to not be available for people in their shit. Tomorrow's a different day. And if tomorrow doesn't work, then I'm sorry. I can't fit you in. And it's okay for you to say that. So, learn to be okay with not being available. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. I appreciate you for checking out this bonus. I just needed to get that off because I feel like sometimes society will pressure people to make them feel like they're not doing enough, and then you overexhaust yourself and you just have a whole bunch of shit that never gets done. Don't do that. Do what you can and do it on your level. Peace.
Ram trucks have always powered American freedom. Now with our Freedom of Choice pricing program, you can choose your offer, cash incentives, or employee pricing for all. Hurry into your local dealer today for details, because nothing stops America and nothing stops Ram. Offer valid on select 2024 and 2025 Rams for non-FCA employees and retirees. $200 admin fee applies. Not all buyers and lessees will qualify. Restrictions apply. Not combinable with other offers. Ends 4/30/25. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.